brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with G. Edward Griffin of RealityZone.com. I think this is our best interview ever. We've really are just laying it all out. Let's try to go as many of your calls as we can. A question from Ed in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Ed. You're on the air.
Alex, Mr. Griffin, Yahweh bless you all and your families.
Always. Thank you.
First-time caller. Listen to your show all, every day in your recaps. I'm also a member of your Prison Planet TV.
And thank you. Couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without you, sir.
Well, hey, I'm a disabled vet. I served this country. So did my father. Gave up half his left lung in Battle of the Bulge. And Bastogne had a brother POW 4 years in Vietnam. I got a cousin who was 101st Airborne in World War II. The only thing that came back from him was a decorated uniform with his name on it in a flag draped box. This is not what they gave their lives for. This is not what I gave up college to serve my country just so I didn't have to register for Selective Service. Sir, I am upset and I'm very disappointed. I love my country. I love you all. I love God. I hate my government. And I want my country back.
Well, sir, God bless you. And, well, you know, it's not your government. That's the thing. It's been hijacked. But I hear you. We've got to get the word out that America's been occupied and just do as much as we can to try to fix this peacefully. G. Edward Griffin, do you think it's going to be fixed peacefully, or are they going to blow stuff up and blame it on us and try to come get us, and we're going to have to fight back?
I wish I knew the answer. My impulse is to say if it doesn't get fixed peacefully or relatively peacefully, and that's a weasel word, but I don't think it's going to get fixed with violence. I don't think it's going to be revolution. I don't think that's going to work. It has to be an intellectual revolution first, and then we have to take the ship back. But I don't think we're going to take it back with guns and bayonets because they have all the really powerful weapons. It's as simple as that.
Well, I tend to agree with you at certain levels, but if it's bad guys, I mean, we're not going to have conventional war. Bad guys that serve the New World Order will just start falling down and hitting their head if they keep persecuting and killing journalists and people. It's kind of like Fight Club. Like everybody's in on resisting it. I mean, I don't want to brag, but I go everywhere, and the crew's like, this is like Fight Club. Everybody's walking by, nodding, cops are winking, people are bringing me free food at every restaurant I go to. I'm not bragging. I'm just one guy that people are pinging off of. So I can go to England, it's the same deal. I mean, G. Edward, I know you're well known as well. You've got to have a lot of folks in public come over to you. Let me tell you, our numbers are big, and people are getting sick of what's going on.
Well, I agree with that, and that's my hope, of course. And just what do those people do? I have a feeling that if, going back to Nazi Germany, for example, if Nazi Germany had not been knocked out of the saddle by the United States, it might have taken over the world. I don't know what. I don't think there was any power within Germany itself that could have overthrown the Nazi regime. It wasn't visible, at least. So that's why I'm questioning whether or not just numbers alone. If they
absolutely, when you've got a giant organized military that's willing to die with training and industry behind it, it's hard to beat without another big army. But I go back to the Nazis almost were able to take out Hitler several times and failed, unfortunately. And you know, they probably ended up poisoning Lenin and they just got something worse. But the point is there will be resistance no matter what happens, particularly if we wake up. If we wake up more people. But I agree, we better work like the Dickens now to try to really let people know how much trouble we're in. This isn't a game.
Yeah, that's true. But your point about Hitler is certainly interesting, because if Hitler had been taken out, who would have replaced him? It would have been Himmel or somebody just as bad, or maybe not as crazy as Hitler. They didn't object to Hitler's philosophy. They didn't object to his collective.
I'm going
to
put you on the spot.
Military.
I'm going to put you on the spot. If you got to go, you got to go. Can you do 10 more minutes with us on the other side?
I'm afraid I can't because I have another radio.
I knew it. I knew you. I know you do these on days. You book. That's why I figured you'd say no. All right.
But I appreciate the offer. Thank you.
You bet. Great job, buddy. Sorry, the other callers. Thanks for that last caller.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on this Wednesday, August 7th, 2013, worldwide broadcast. G. Edward Griffin, who for more than 45 years has been fighting the globalist incremental takeover of the United States. He's also the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. He will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. We will open the phones up as well. I'm going to get Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Urneta, both in studio, here today at the bottom of the next hour, because I want to play a short report that Gigi went out and shot on the road in Austin yesterday afternoon versus a report that Leanne McAdoo went out on the streets of Austin yesterday and shot that were both on the nightly news last night. They went downtown and found one group of trendies who said they want the NSA spying on everything they do, kind of like the Miss USA pageant where they were all this year begging to be spied on for everyone's safety, versus people out calling for the impeachment of Obama for illegal NSA spying. The light in their eyes, the intelligence of the pro-liberty people who are as different from the Obama sheeple as living are from the dead. So we're going to get both of our reporters, both of our female reporters, who do a great job, in studio with us at the bottom of the next hour. And then I'm going to send all my reporters out on the street to really go out and challenge people. On average in Austin, about 60% say they want to have the Fourth Amendment annihilated and think it's wonderful to have the government watching everything they do. And I want to send my reporters out to say, okay, but Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia did that. And why did we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution saying that was illegal? And by the way, do you know that's illegal? How dare you? I'm so busy working on Obama Deception 2 and doing the radio show and doing radio interviews and working on administrative stuff and trying to build new sites and apps and all the stuff I'm trying to administer here that I don't have a lot of time to go out on the streets, but I need to go out on the streets. And I think I said I'd do this a few weeks ago, so I guess the time has come. The time is now. I should probably go out in the next couple days and do it, maybe even today, and go up to citizens' cars and say, mind if I search your vehicle? I'm part of, you know, a Homeland Security militia brigade. Of course, they could then spin it and say that, why, you're impersonating the FEMA Youth Corps. Just to illustrate, though, how pliant some people are. And then go over to police cars and just say, I'm part of the citizen tattletale squad for Obama. And I'm going to be like, well, wait, I'm just volunteering. I mean, they've got billboards going up all over the country saying, report your neighbors, you know, showing sexy ladies pushing it. It's all over the news that this is the new freedom. So, officer, I'm just asking voluntarily, do you mind if I search your car? You might be a terrorist, too. I mean, why are you offended, officer? I wouldn't send my crew out to do this because they might arrest me because so many people are brainwashed and arrogant. If I run into Austin cops and know who I am, they'll probably start laughing at me. But, I mean, I want to find one who will get offended. Because you film police around the country, a lot of them flip out and come arrest you outside of law. And go, well, why are you offended? I mean, you got face scanning cameras up, license plate reading cameras, and you got whole databases on people. It's all completely illegal. And you're doing that forcibly with my tax money, enslaving me with my own fruit of my labor being extracted and used to build this giant corporate Borg singularity takeover nightmare grid. I'm here trying to defend your rights, officer, so I'm asking to illustrate absurdity, let me search your vehicle. Well, no, you're not going to search my vehicle. What do you have to hide, officer? What do I have to hide? Get up against the wall. And at that point, I'm going to say, so it's so shocking that I'm asking to search your vehicle, you're trying to put me in handcuffs right now. This is going to be powerful, folks, and I'm going to go out and do this. Mark Dice did it a few months ago, something similar, where he went out on the streets. We posted the video on Infowars.com. Forget the exact name of it. Maybe try to pull it up. And he went out and said, I'm here with the citizens, Obama volunteers. And they said, see something, say something. Might have I search your car? Might have I search your person? And some people said, yeah, go ahead. Because their religion is being compliant. Their religion is bending over. Their religion, as long as you say for Obama, we should arrest all the gun owners and put them in FEMA camps for Obama. Oh, yes. 9 out of 10 said yes. We should euthanize all the old people for Obama. Kill them. Yes, for Obama. We should open the borders completely up and bring in world government for Obama. Yes, for Obama. And I found that as well with Democrats especially. I could say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3 for Obama. In fact, this has been done by multiple groups. Yes, for Obama. Because their whole identity is with, hey, I'm not intellectual. I don't have any real historical perspective. I don't know what I culturally stand for. I don't know who my ancestors were. I don't know about all the wars and the countless people that died in the dark for the light of liberty. Many people have died in the dark in defense of liberty, folks, alone, in pain, being tortured, being killed, bleeding to death on foreign fields and right here in this country. I mean, it is incredible the human history of the fight against gangs that get together and call themselves governments and that call themselves systems and unleash hell every time. And now the hell, if there was a cup, a big stinking, scrofulous cess cup of disease and tyranny, and the Constitution's being imploded and the table is rocking and rumbling, and only sloshing tyranny has come out so far. And the sheeple see it and get scared. They really know what's going on deep down in their feeble minds, but they decide to serve it and comply with it in a mass Stockholm syndrome, believing that that will then somehow give them a reprieve. So the cup is sloshing, and only a few drops had splattered in the last decade or so. Now larger projections of it are splattering on the table, but still the cup's about 85% full, and it's getting ready to completely tump over. And by the way, if we let it tump over, it suddenly becomes a bottomless cup, like a fire hose is attached to it, spewing evil. And as soon as the public goes under the intimidation, goes under the fear, and says, I will comply, that's when the three-year-old is in the front yard and the man says, I have the candy. And the little kid's scared. Their instinct is run, but they say, come here now. And the little kid gets in the van and is never seen again. It's tortured in a basement for months. That's what those demons do. It's an archetype. It's a spirit. Even if we believe in God, it's a spirit. And that's what the globalists want. They want full control so societally they can have us all in the basement and torture our innocence. Their real target is innocence and beauty and goodness. They want to kill the unicorn, folks. That's because that's what they do. They're demons. Use the analogy of legend. And they use well-meaning Miss America, Miss USA. They use all the well-meaning, shallow people out there to sell their agenda of torture, war, invasion, surveillance, all of it, because innocence is the face of it. They say, we're doing this to protect innocence, but it's actually the opposite. They're doing it to sell absolute hell on earth. Everywhere the globalists are in control, they bring down societies, they eviscerate the family, they cut off the food and water, they starve the population, they bring in absolute bondage and poverty and starvation and pain. The wages of the New World Order are death. The fruits of the New World Order, its wavelength, its signature, its spirit is pain and suffering and dishonor and backstabbing and mental illness and the collapse of all that is good, the end of light, the coming of the stench of death. The journey is the destination. And I have tried as best I can to warn you of these facts. Coming up today, we're going to have those two reporters in for probably two segments, 25 minutes or so, the last 25 minutes or 27 minutes to be technical, of the second half of the next hour to illustrate people that are out speaking for liberty and freedom and justice, who have an instinct, who have a spirit of defense of freedom, and who understand the grave danger we're entering versus the supine, sycophantic, dead eyes of the servants of evil. So we're going to be contrasting those two different types coming up with these reports. G. Edward Griffin, as I said, look, Homeland Security criticized over sexy spy ads. See Something, Say Something campaign has caught zero terrorists. And what do they use? They use good-looking, quote, minority women who report in the billboards and TV ads on exclusively white males and white women. So they're also racially branding that, and of course you've heard them. They're now saying that one of the Boston bombing patsies, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, is a right-winger. He's not a Muslim extremist now. And usually you think I talk about myself when I'm in the news. They're back to saying he was an Alex Jones listener, just like the AP and others said right after it happened. I'm like, hey, look, they did a drill. Looks like they worked for CIA. Okay, they did. They were being set up. All right. Alex Jones did it. Think I ought to be watching my back? Ha, 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 ha So we're going to be getting into all that. And all over the country, they're announcing neighborhood groups, apartments, you name it. You can't have a gun or any other weapon or defend yourself. We're going to cover that first.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Coming up, we're going to play some clips of El Presidente on Jay Leno. We don't spy on Americans, is what Obama said. That's the same line of Clapper and, of course, Alexander. Just absolutely incredible lie on record. We're going to go over that. He goes on to say, odds of dying in a terrorist attack, a lot lower than dying in a car accident, unfortunately. And then Leno says, how about solving problems that brought our country to a halt? Oh, he's solving them. He's shutting down the power plant, shipping the jobs overseas. He's continuing the globalist operation. So we're going to be playing those clips and analyzing that. But first off, I want to say something here today. If our forebears could see what we were doing right now, if our forebears could look down from heaven or look up from Hades, depending on where they're at, do you think they would be ashamed of all that they fought for so we'd have basic dignity and liberty? In every other culture in the world, whoever was in charge, the nobles, the king, their minions, the sheriff, could just come in your house and have sex with your wife in front of you. That was their divine right. They could kill you if you looked at them wrong. And the entire world was in total poverty except for the elites and their armored compounds. And it was just thousands of years of degradation and dehumanization since humans stopped being agrarian hunter-gatherers. Hunter-gatherers and then agrarians. It allowed centralization and allowed a ruling class of parasites who learned how to manipulate people. And civilization has been infested ever since. And the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and the Christian values, whether you like them or not, brought forward ideas that created a light in the world in a dark age. And it created the science, the technology we have today that's now been co-opted and used to enslave. And now we're seeing the mass domestication. But there's no doubt from a historical perspective, and no historian denies this now. In fact, it's all over the news now that we're a corrupt empire, we're a tyranny. But that's for people that know how to read and people that know how to wipe their noses and know how to tie their shoelaces. You have got a large part of the population that are a bunch of TV heads who literally have imprinted from birth on the sitcom type people that act like gibbering idiots. And who have no idea the world they're entering. You know, in England, in many areas of Europe, if you defend yourself with your fist in your home while being assaulted by a robber, you go to jail. If gypsies rob your house and you defend yourself, you're arrested and put in jail longer than a murderer would be. If gypsies or other groups steal your travel trailer, they get to keep it. That was in the news last week. Because the only group that is targeted is the law-abiding milk cow citizens. And I've had members of parliament on from England to talk about this. How most of the social services are foreigners that don't even speak English there. This is a plan, folks. This is a takeover. When they're done taking over, folks, look out. There's all these groups that have been allowed to run wild, they're going to get lined up and shot. But right now, they're bringing down the society and demoralizing us. Here's an article out of News 9, NBC, out of Colorado. Castle Rock, retired Marine Art Dorsch, says, I want to get him on, says his Second Amendment rights are in danger. His apartment complex, by the way, they held out that he was allowed to be armed when he first rented it. So if any lawyer knew what they were doing, we ought to tell this old guy, 77-year-old retired Marine and others, that they've got at least until their current lease is up to get out. The apartment is on record lying, saying you got to leave right now if you don't do it. That's all just social engineering. His apartment complex, the Oakwood Apartments in Castle Rock, sent out a notice telling all residents to get rid of their guns, but all other weapons. It's like England's trying to ban butcher knives. The 77-year-old retired U.S. Marine Corps veteran sent a news tip to 9 Wants to Know, saying he's afraid he'll be homeless if he wants to comply. The letter went out to residents on August 1st, and says they have until October 1st to comply with updated community policies. It's policies. On page 2 is the branded provision saying firearms and weapons are prohibited, including baseball bats, knives, anything. Boy, I tell you, you know, they're going to put this in, everybody's going to move out, and then criminals are going to just absolutely go crazy, just like Chicago, just like New York, just like D.C., that all have the highest crime rates, not in the country, in the world. The highest, worse than Mexico. They're worse cities. Worse than, you know, Tijuana in places. Ladies and gentlemen, is Chicago, D.C., and then New York City. Because they've taken the citizens' guns. And they go on to say he's even a license to conceal carry, but can't live there. This is the model, folks, where they're going to make you get insurance to have a gun and then make it so expensive you can't do it. They're coming after us. They're breaking this country's will right now. The federal government is not the federal government. It is an alien, foreign banking, paramilitary force stabbing the country in the heart right now as fast and as hard as they can. I mean, this is just open evil everywhere. We're going to tell you more about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Standard Time. They were able to find the article where there are calls in England to ban people even being able to own butcher knives. You'll get a special license over in the good old UK to be able to have a knife. And, of course, that goes back to feudalism. If you go back just to England only 500 years ago or so, you had to have a license to have a knife that had a point on it because you couldn't have the slaves being able to fight back. If you had a dog, you had to have a license. And if it was, say, a sheepdog, it had to have some of the digits, some of the pads cut off the foot. This was done all over Europe so that it couldn't chase the king's game. And it didn't matter if you were starving to death in the winter and had to give most of your food and what you produced to the local noble who was, you know, 2 feet taller than you from generations of getting plenty of food. And they even wrote manuals on how to starve people generationally to mentally retardate them so they'd be more controllable. That's all part of their long-term globalist operation. It's just an instinct of feudalistic domination. Now they do it through the vaccines and the GMOs and the stuff in the water. And all the malnutrition with the fast food and the rest of it. But to make a long story short, there was documented, many documented cases. If you were caught, they rode by and smelled meat, and they would come in and look in your cook pot and catch you with a rabbit bone, they would normally take one of your kids out and slit their throat. And, hey, I say they did it for everybody's own safety. I support government. I'm not anti-government. I think our ancestors were wrong to fight against that. And I think they all deserve to have their throats slit. And, hey, I've seen a lot of people on Infowars.com and on the YouTube. It's a minority, but they're an active, vicious minority. Up there saying that little two-year-old girl, Alexandria Hill, who got her head bashed in, reportedly by the social worker, that had her in her clutches, that's the parents' fault for smoking pot and people reporting them for smoking pot, it's their fault. So, see, it's not your fault that little girl's dead. Government, that you're right. It's the parents. Good job. And it's not your fault kids are 7 times more likely to be abused physically or sexually or die in the federally controlled foster care systems across the country. You're right. Everything's the people's fault. Nothing is your fault. I guess the 20-point IQ reduction on average from 60 years of fluoride in the water, Harvard study. Guess that's our fault, too. I guess the diabetes up 3,000-plus%. I guess that's our fault, too. I guess the Gardasil sterilizing people and killing them all over the country and Japan and India banning it. I guess that's our fault, too. Everything's the individual's fault. Nothing is the government's fault. And it's going to be your fault when the government takes your government pension funds. Just remember that. Just remember that, and you're real good, you know, up there talking bad about a dead two-year-old. There's also real people on the profile, black racists, on YouTube, because I've seen these same handles for a long time and seen their videos. These are real people celebrating the death of a two-year-old white child because they agree with, what was the name, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, that you kill the women, you kill the children, because the white woman is the military manufacturing center, and every 9 months she lays down on her back, and reinforcements roll out. People thought I was joking a few weeks ago, and I actually played that clip of the new Black Panther Party leader. That's an exact quote. By the way, we're going to play Leno, but I want to get to the that clip since I said that and play that. You know, where's Al Sharpton decrying that? No, because, again, it's all meant to create divide and conquer. If you say we're going to brown bag it, that's racist, even though no one ever said brown paper had anything to do with race. It means to do the little shopping bag, the little bags you bought to get your lunch in. But it doesn't matter. All the stuff that isn't really racist, that is what we obsess on, not the mass abortion, not the globalist operation against all of us. It is a scientific, murderous culture aimed at all humans. Now, speaking of Jay Leno, you know, Jay Leno, we got contacted about a month ago about would I be interested to go on there, and I said, of course, and then I never heard anything back. I would actually fly out there to be on Jay Leno's show. He's played clips of me on there even 16 years ago and then earlier this year, multiple times this year. So technically I've been on the show playing clips, but I would like to technically, physically go out there. That would be fun. And I'm told behind the scenes Jay's a listener. But we'll see if that happens because you need to call me up and get me on. But you know, Jay says in the clip, the full clip's up on Infowars.com, how about solving problems that brought our country to a halt? It's also up on DrudgeReport.com. And Obama went on to say odds of dying in a terrorist attack a lot lower than dying in a car accident, unfortunately. And I see what Obama's saying. Unfortunately, there's hundreds of thousands of car accident deaths a year and not even 100 terrorist attacks, but they're getting rid of our entire system because they ran the attacks and run al-Qaeda today. But just the way it comes off, yes, unfortunately. And the, yes, you, if you could get away with staging some more events, you would. The problem is whether it's the underwear bombing or the Boston bombing, we're all watching. Or whether it's the murder of Michael Hastings, we're all watching. And, I mean, it's even in the, again, New York Times, CBS News, people going, oh, this has been done because of the NSA spying to, you know, to legitimize it. Because it's as plain as the nose on your face. But here's Obama. Just like yesterday, I played for Congressman Paul, former Congressman Paul here on the air. He called them liars. I think that's pretty newsworthy. I think one of my writers ought to write about that, Ron Paul on the show, saying the NSA head is a liar about not spying on Americans, because it's on record they do. But they know you won't go look up the admitted congressional reports. You won't go look up the Reuters report, now 3 days old, where they go, okay, it's confirmed. If you talk about marijuana on the phone, it's given to local police. It's all being recorded. It's all totally illegal. It's all selectively enforced. And then Obama lies and says, we don't target, we don't spy on Americans. They don't call it spying. They call it the definition of a 36-year-old court case that used to just be the address of where communications came from. And that itself, I believe, is unconstitutional, clearly. They call you talking, you texting, you emailing, faxing, radio, TV, ham radio. That's called signals, and that's called metadata to them. It'd be like if you said, I don't kill elephants. I call that a humph-a-lump. And you shoot it with a 50 caliber rifle, it falls over and you go, that's an elephant. No, I call that a humph-a-lump. Or I call that an Easter bunny with really big flappy ears. Or I call that a hogwart. I mean, they play all these lawyer games with people. And they sit there laughing at us, just a big swarm of criminals and corporate mercenaries and foreign lobbyists that can come in and literally... I was seeing different metrics. They vary from the articles I've seen where you give $1,000, you get $200,000 back in government contracts and subsidies. You give $100,000, you get $1 billion in some cases. I mean, it is a orgy of robbery and criminality and all of them above the law, just collapse of society, just as former top Secret Service agent Dan Bongino was saying yesterday. Just, he said it's a lawless, criminal, organized crime behind the scenes. He's been there guarding the president overseas at all these big global conferences with royalty, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, G20. And he said, you know, I obviously can't get into all the stuff I know, but that's why they're breaking into his house and going after him. He's running for Congress because he's seen it, folks. It is total lawless evil. Okay? And let's go ahead and go to Obama lying through his teeth to the American people saying, we don't spy on you.
I had the programs reviewed. We put in some additional safeguards to make sure that there's federal court oversight as well as congressional oversight, that there is no spying on Americans. We don't have a domestic spying program. What we do have are some mechanisms where we can track a phone number or an email address that we know is connected to some sort of terrorist threat. And, that information is useful. But, you know, what I've said before, I want to make sure I repeat, and that is we should be skeptical about the potential encroachments on privacy. None of the revelations show that government has...
So, I'm going to protect you. I'm your daddy. All these different rap stars come out and say recently that he's our father and we should just do whatever he says. Man, when they start calling somebody the father, they called Mao the father, they called Hitler the father, they called Stalin the father, they called Lenin the father, they called Pol Pot the father, they call Fidel Castro the father, they called Julius Caesar the father, the papa. Man, I tell you, I mean, it is just grade A tyranny. A bunch of egomaniac people in black uniforms and suits wearing sunglasses, bugging their eyes out at the public, just strutting around an armed gang, butchering America. And I cannot stress this enough. What you see happening in this country is 180 degrees, the polar opposite of a free society. And that is incontrovertible, absolute, 100% fact. And I just sit here like an emergency beacon, SOS. Reactor will self-destruct. We are following a tyranny pattern that will lead to total collapse and nightmare scenarios of government anarchy, rogue government, alert, danger, danger, passing failsafe point, approaching event horizon of no turning back, alert, alert. Please move to prepare yourselves with firearms, storable foods, friends and family who are aware of the takeover program. Alert, alert. Do everything you can simultaneously, offensively, to reverse the criminal bloom. The criminal viral bloom. Alert, alert. I mean, if America was in a hospital bed, there's doctors, nurses all around. They're pumping adrenaline into the heart. I mean, we got flatline. I'm sitting there going, we got to do something. They're coming in. I mean, the entire institutions are burning down, like Bongino said yesterday. I mean, it's all going down right now. It's burning. It's blowing. I mean, the shields are down. We're overrun. Everything's on fire. And then you've got, and I mean, the walls are falling. The enemy forces are getting ready to roll in. The full operation. You think it's bad so far? We've just seen the Vanguard scouts. And then I've got my fellow Americans who are into it, believing the propaganda, going, bring down the wall! Stop trying to hold it up! Alex Jones is bad for saying the NSA shouldn't spy on us. They're keeping us safe. They're out there trying to get the wall to drop, the shield to drop. The shields are just going in and out, man, and they're starting to fall, and they're cheering! We're going to get our free stuff! We're going to get all our goodies! Folks, you're not going to get anything but absolute implosion on record post-industrial society hell on earth. And these people are so weak-minded, they're going to love that. Because all they want to do is imagine that they're winners. Imagine that they're on a winning team. You know, we need to put all the gun owners in FEMA camps for Obama. Let me sign that thing right now. Yeah, we need to arrest these Tea Partiers. Buddy, you don't have to tell me. Yeah, we're going to take everybody over 70 and euthanize them just before they get sick. Well, yeah, I'm almost 70 myself. I don't want to be alive anymore. And that's a quote from Mark Dice's last video. These are real people, folks. And they're like, yeah, I want to die. Because they said for Obama, it's a trance. It's like mind control where they tell the woman who's been, you know, hypnotized under drugs and stuff, take your clothes off, you know, have sex with me. They do it. They don't even remember they did it, folks. And I'm telling you, the public is in a trance. It's for Obama. We're going to put people in FEMA camps. Absolutely. Now, you understand we're going to put them in work camps. We're going to take the Tea Party to, you know, we're going to arrest them. Yeah, buddy, you've got to tell me I want to arrest them. I mean, they're ready, folks. They're ready to come for us. And it is so sick. I mean, if the general public knew any basic historical information as in a context, if they had any upbringing of basic history and common sense, people would understand how just sitting here, staying in this country and not, because all the stuff I've done, believe me, I'm on the top of the list. The fact that I haven't evacuated is a bold act. But I realize there's nowhere to run long term, and this is the great historical contest, so I'm very honored to be in this position. But people need to understand this is the real deal. Let's play part of Leno's monologue and analyze it here. Here it is.
He's getting a little grayer. Have you noticed that? In fact, they started to call him the Silver Fox. That's what they call him, the Silver Fox. That's because most of the silver in his hair was caused by fox. That was the problem. That's why it's silver. Yeah. And President Obama has sent John McCain to Cairo to help solve the political problems that brought the Egyptian government to a halt. I got an idea. How about some of the problems that brought our government to a halt? Why don't we start with that one first? Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah.
We're meant to be brought down. By the way, the government's moving forward on many fronts to take our liberties. We want gridlock under the separation of powers to stop a man on a white horse, a Napoleon Bonaparte, taking control of our society. I want to take calls for the first 30 minutes of the next hour and cover news. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers today on this Wednesday edition, first-time caller Wednesday, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll also get into Gardasil on record. Oopsie, we didn't know it sterilized women. Oh, didn't know that? Be like, again, shooting an elephant with an elephant gun and going, I didn't know it did that. Be like jumping off a cliff and, you know, breaking your legs and going, I didn't know falling 200 feet would do that. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. And we're going to look at the post-constitutional America and what that's going to mean for everybody. And we're also going to look geopolitically. Some of the other things that are happening. But on the NSA front, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has looked at the Reuters story and other admissions by Congress that indeed the DEA and NSA team up to share intelligence leading to secret use of surveillance and ordinary investigations. Yeah, I didn't need to know about a year ago when they built a building out in the countryside where I live and put up antennas and NSA-style scramblers, and I saw the type of trucks and vehicles, people that were there, and then I asked around to a local homeowners association. They go, oh, no, they bypassed the local ordinances. That's a government front facility. And then I went a little bit longer and found out it was a DEA-connected group. But, yeah, no, I mean, I even have a DEA-NSA substation by my house. I mean, this is just the new America. A bunch of people with our tax money playing secret agent, bringing down the country, shipping in narcotics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Tell me
broke the bond, made the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. The red, yeah, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hell to the chief blood.
All right, folks. Again, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Your phone calls are coming up in the next hour. Briefly here, on InfoWarsStore.com, we have the lowest prices, as low as they'll let us sell it for, of the best pure brown seaweed from the southern hemisphere, so it's clean compared to the northern polluted stuff, with the amazing health effects that have been reported, all up at InfoWarsStore.com. And getting these high-quality vitamins and minerals from us, you also support the broadcast while supporting the health of your family. We also have up at InfoWarsStore.com the Health Rangers brand of just amazing curcumin, if that's how you pronounce it. And he's got all the studies, mainline studies, on the incredible cancer preventative that it is. We're not saying it heals cancer, but it's the most powerful it's the turmeric. It's just got a whole bunch of stuff, and it's all up there. I've gone and done the research, talked to all the experts. We carry the best stuff from Inner Food, from Mike Adams and Natural News, from everybody. The best stuff is at InfoWarsStore.com. Now you can get all the amazing longevity products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. And they have the new non-GMO, certified organic, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 available at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also the toll-free number there on the site as well. I was just eating raw horseradish during the break. It's hard to try to eat lunch in 3-minute breaks. I was just ate a whole bunch of it. I'm a peppers and horseradish freak, but I just ate like a huge spoonful of it raw, which I like, but it kind of did something to my throat. Long story short, you can call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. If you have any questions about the hundreds and hundreds of incredible products at InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, also at InfoWarsStore.com, we have all the books, all the films, the very best research materials, the very best InfoWars magazine subscriptions are in bulk at cost. Waco, A New Revelation, a new updated version on Blu-ray. There's just, I don't know, over 500 great items now up on InfoWarsStore.com, and it is your purchases that make the broadcast and the news division and everything we're doing here possible. Your memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv, you name it, we couldn't do it without you. It takes millions and millions of dollars every year to run this operation, and we couldn't do it without your support, so it's a win-win-win, shopping with the good guys. And we couldn't do it without our AM and FM affiliates. Please support their local sponsors, or please become a sponsor, whether you're listening, again, in Las Vegas or Southern California, or whether you're listening in Chicago, whether you're listening in Rochester, New York, or whether you're listening in Austin, Texas, on our over 160 AM and FM affiliates across the country. Please be sure and support those local sponsors and let them know why they're being supported by you, and become a sponsor if you're a local business, because that's a big part of this media war, is we don't have taxpayer money and Pentagon and CIA money like NBC and MSNBC and CNN. We only have what you support us with, buying the products, supporting our sponsors. So please click on the sponsors as well at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, if you hear me endorsing a product on air or on the site, that means I use it and I believe in it. We have a lot of other great sponsors, too, but that are on the network and also on the site. But if I'm not endorsing it, I can't absolutely vouch for it. And that's just something that I'll always add there, which most advertising outfits that have advertising don't do. All right, second hour, massively jam-packed with news, your calls and guests. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.